You will hear five short extracts in which professional tennis coaches are talking about their work. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Being a tennis coach is a great job, and every day brings fresh challenges which I find energizing. There's never a dull moment, and to be honest, even the mistakes you make can teach you valuable lessons. Because I'm so enthusiastic, I have to be careful to go easy on my players. I know they're doing their best, and if I ask for more than they can actually give, that won't get us anywhere. If there's anything I wish I didn't have to do, it's travel long distances to tournaments. Luckily, there isn't too much of that. Most of the time, we're here at the tennis centre.
Speaker 2.
I think the best thing about being a tennis coach is getting to know the people I work with extremely well. It's a requirement of the job, in fact, as unless I do, I won't know how to respond when things are going badly. That's one reason why I'm glad it's up to me who I take on. There are some sports people I'd struggle to get on with, and I think very carefully before agreeing to work with anybody. I'm a hard worker, which is a good thing, because the people I coach are very determined. They have to be, of course, since it's such a competitive world.
Speaker 3.
When you have young children, as I do, it's good to have a job that allows you to be with them as much as possible. Because all the coaches live and work at the tennis centre, within minutes of finishing work, I'm back at home. There are tough times, of course, and players can be hard to handle when they're doing badly. I'm always careful what I say, because past experience has taught me to consider what message I want to put across, whatever I might actually feel like saying at the time. I've never regretted my choice of career. It's great to work with people who really want to succeed.
Speaker 4.
I realised I'd never be a top tennis player, but knew I had a lot to offer, so I trained as a coach instead. I'm still relatively junior at this tennis centre, so my bosses decide who I'll work with. What I found, though, is that the players other coaches have a bit of trouble with are actually my favourites. That's probably because I'm not the easiest at times myself and have a tendency to say exactly what I'm thinking. That works with some players, but with others, it's definitely a mistake. I love waking up and knowing I'm going to work hard at something I enjoy all day.
Speaker 5.
I'm a tennis coach for my children as well as other people's, which isn't always easy. Children don't miss anything, so when I get something wrong, I always tell them. It's no good trying to cover it up, though I must admit I'm tempted to sometimes. I work at a large tennis centre, and I didn't ask to have my own children in the group. It just happened, and I didn't complain. The good thing is that when in the future we start going to tournaments abroad, I'll be right there with them. I demand commitment and hard work from them all, but it gets results.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Being a tennis coach is a great job, and every day brings fresh challenges which I find energizing. There's never a dull moment, and to be honest, even the mistakes you make can teach you valuable lessons. Because I'm so enthusiastic, I have to be careful to go easy on my players. I know they're doing their best, and if I ask for more than they can actually give, that won't get us anywhere. If there's anything I wish I didn't have to do, it's travel long distances to tournaments. Luckily, there isn't too much of that. Most of the time, we're here at the tennis centre.
Speaker 2.
I think the best thing about being a tennis coach is getting to know the people I work with extremely well. It's a requirement of the job, in fact, as unless I do, I won't know how to respond when things are going badly. That's one reason why I'm glad it's up to me who I take on. There are some sports people I'd struggle to get on with, and I think very carefully before agreeing to work with anybody. I'm a hard worker, which is a good thing, because the people I coach are very determined. They have to be, of course, since it's such a competitive world.
Speaker 3.
When you have young children, as I do, it's good to have a job that allows you to be with them as much as possible. Because all the coaches live and work at the tennis centre, within minutes of finishing work, I'm back at home. There are tough times, of course, and players can be hard to handle when they're doing badly. I'm always careful what I say, because past experience has taught me to consider what message I want to put across, whatever I might actually feel like saying at the time. I've never regretted my choice of career. It's great to work with people who really want to succeed.
Speaker 4.
I realised I'd never be a top tennis player, but knew I had a lot to offer, so I trained as a coach instead. I'm still relatively junior at this tennis centre, so my bosses decide who I'll work with. What I've found, though, is that the players other coaches have a bit of trouble with are actually my favourites. That's probably because I'm not the easiest at times myself and have a tendency to say exactly what I'm thinking. That works with some players, but with others, it's definitely a mistake. I love waking up and knowing I'm going to work hard at something I enjoy all day.
Speaker 5.
I'm a tennis coach for my children as well as other people's, which isn't always easy. Children don't miss anything, so when I get something wrong, I always tell them. It's no good trying to cover it up, though I must admit I'm tempted to sometimes. I work at a large tennis centre, and I didn't ask to have my own children in the group. It just happened, and I didn't complain. The good thing is that when in the future we start going to tournaments abroad, I'll be right there with them. I demand commitment and hard work from them all, but it gets results.
That is the end of part 3.